Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. But the government isn't. The government's not working on your financial freedom. No, the government is doing what the government thinks the government should do. And whatever that is, it may or may not agree with what you think the government should do. I mean, if you look around at what's going on in this country right now, you're seeing a lot of change. Now, through the pandemic, people were telling us that we needed change. We needed change in this country. And change occurred. But it may not be the kind of change that you expected or the kind of change that you desire. As a matter of fact, some of the change that's going on in this country might have a significant effect on your ability to retire. Yeah, you heard me correctly. I'm talking about things that the government is considering doing that might have an impact on you and whatever you're doing for investing. Now, for me, I have $0 invested in any of these retirement plans that are out there. I have $0 in IRAs. I have $0 in 401ks. I have $0 on, what are they called, 429 plans? I have $0 in any of those types of plans. A long time ago, I eliminated those plans because they weren't doing for me what they were supposed to do. They weren't getting me to a place of retirement based on a timeline that I thought was acceptable. See, the government thinks you should be happy. The government thinks you should be absolutely happy with putting your life on cruise control, trading time for money for 30, 40, maybe even 50 years to get to a place so far in your future that you can't even imagine. Oh, and by the way, biologically, you may not even make it there. And when you get there, you will hopefully have built up this giant bag of money, that you're going to live off of. And you're going to start consuming that money. You're going to start spending all this money that you have saved and developed over an entire lifetime of living. And you're going to hope that that money does not run out before you die. Now, within those retirement plans, there are things that you are allowed to do. There are some investments that you are authorized to make. But the government thinks you have too many choices. They think you have way too many choices. As a matter of fact, they want to dictate to you how you should invest. And I think that's wrong. I absolutely think that's wrong. I don't like it when the government thinks that it needs to control and manipulate my life. And I'm pretty confident that you possibly feel the same way. I know a lot of you feel the same way. I know some of you are close to feeling the same way, and some of you are like, yeah, whatever, dude, whatever. So why am I bringing all this up today? Well, here's why. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we keep our nose to the grindstone. We have people in our organization that pay attention to everything that's going on in the world, everything that's going on financially. We look at different things that affect our members. Because at Lifestyles Unlimited, we're all about our members. We are all about helping you understand that there is a completely different path to follow than the path that you were indoctrinated into at an early age. You do not have to spend 30, 40, possibly 50 years trading time for money to get to a place called retirement. I mean, we proved that on yesterday's show. Remember, I had Christopher on yesterday. At the age of 32, he said, dude, this working for corporate America stuff, it's getting old. And he was like 10 years into a 14-year lifespan in oil and gas. So what did he do? Well, he actually repurposed savings that he had. He repurposed a 401k, and he went out and bought himself some single-family properties, and he invested passively in some multifamily deals. He took all of his money that was really not doing a darn thing for him. He repurposed it so that all of a sudden that money was active. That money was actually doing something designed to change his life. Now, it's not instantaneous. What we do with real estate investing, it's not instantaneous. It takes time. But Christopher allowed those investments to season. And those initial investments that he made allowed him to get to a place in his life where he was able to dispose. I don't mean he threw it away. I'm just saying he sold his single family properties. He took the proceeds from those properties and he started investing in multifamily apartments. And when he did that, at that very moment, he was all in to his retirement plan. And not only did he achieve his retirement goal in 3 years, he also not only replaced his six-figure income, he replaced his wife's six-figure income a year later. In a four-year span of time, Christopher went from trading time for money in oil and gas and having those people control just about every aspect of his life to a place where he was in complete control of his life again. Not only his life, but his beautiful wife's life. And the most beautiful benefit that came out of Christopher doing all of that, it has nothing to do with the money or the lifestyle. It has everything to do with the fact that he has a beautiful young boy that he wants to raise and adore and love. And you know what? Corporate America was getting in the way of that. So Christopher, he changed it all. Now, I'm alarmed to tell you that when we come back from the break, I've got some information that's going to it's going to shock you. I'm going to tell you what the government's up to. Stick around.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. And in 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started at 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Yeah, I'm pretty fired up today because I don't like it when the government does things that materially affect people. I really don't. When they can't even explain the rationale or the why as to why they're doing this. Now, I'm a smart enough guy, and I can actually sit down and read between the lines, and I figure out what's going on. And my personal thought on what's going on here is that the government believes it knows more about your retirement destiny and what is appropriate for you to put into your retirement accounts and what is not appropriate for you to put into your retirement accounts, because they're the government and they're the know-all, be-all. And you know what? They're not. They are a collection of people that we elected to do a job. And if we don't like what they're doing, we have the ability to go to the polls and help them out of the office while replacing them with somebody that we think is going to do a better job. Now, that from time to time does blow up in our face. I mean, that's just part of how America rolls. The other thing that goes on is you have this massive employee base in all the government systems that do the will of the elected people. That's right. They do the will of the elected people. Not necessarily your will. They do what the elected people tell them to do. And having served on a staff, on a governmental staff, for about 3 years of my life, and I'm surprised I have any hair left after sitting on, you know, doing that job, I know exactly how this works. Let me just tell you what's going on, and let me give you the backstory on all this stuff. First of all, I want you to know that Lifestyles Unlimited is celebrating our 31st year this month. That's right. We were founded 31 years ago by Del Wamsley in Houston, Texas, with the sole focus to help people understand that there's a completely different way to get to retirement and achieve a lifestyle than doing what the government and all of your peers told you to do. From the beginning, Del was very quick to point out and warn everybody who became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He still warns all of us today. He said, the government can change the rules on your 401k, on your IRA, on your Roth, or any other government-run investment programs at any time. You heard correctly, at any time. And for decades, they have resisted the urge to make major changes to any of those retirement accounts. Until now. Remember when I warned you earlier this week that the government is interested in raising taxes because they feel the need to raise $3.8 trillion to pay for stuff that, to be honest with you, I don't think we need. Now, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But I just don't think we need $3.8 trillion worth of stuff. And I don't think we need to raise taxes to do it. Personally, I think what we should do is lower the taxes, get the economic engine that Trump started going again, and what that's going to produce is it's actually going to produce more money for the tax coffers, even though we're paying less taxes, because there's more cash flow in the economy. Yeah, this is the stuff that the Congress doesn't tell you. If you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, I'm going to tell you to do something very important. If you're not a Lifestyles Unlimited member, I'm going to tell you the same thing. And here's why. I think you need to write your member of Congress, your congressional representative, the person that is the person of the people that you elected in your district. And I also think you need to contact your elected senators. And I think you need to tell them that you're not happy. And you're thinking, well, not happy about what? What are you talking about, Al? Okay. This is why my blood is boiling. This is why I'm just so upset. I'm really a little flustered right now. And I hate to admit that to you guys, but I just get very upset when short-sighted people in this country make decisions that affect everybody. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. I think you need to write your congressman and your senator, and you need to tell them not to mess around with the 401ks, the IRAs, the Roths, any of those government-run investment programs at all. Whether or not you have one or you don't have one. Now, I don't have any of those, but I'm going to write my congressional member, and I'm going to write my senator, because I think this is wrong. Because I think what they're doing right now is they're changing the game on people that, in many of these people, who, after decades of planning and pouring money into these retirement and savings programs, after doing all of that stuff, they want to change the rules. I think that's absolutely wrong. And all of us need to unite. We need to stand up and be heard when something ethically wrong is proposed by our elected representatives. I'm going to let you in on some insider information. We have members at Lifestyles Unlimited that have those retirement plans. And for whatever reason, they have decided not to necessarily liquidate those plans, but they have decided to invest in real estate through those plans. For whatever reason, they have decided they need to keep those plans in order. Now, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we don't tell our members how exactly they need to execute their personal finances. We explain to them the advantages and the disadvantages for doing certain things, and our members make an informed decision. And that's totally fine. It's totally fine. But Congress, specifically one party in Congress, the Democrats, I'm not trying to pick on any party, I'm just telling you who's doing it. They have a proposed tax plan that's going to impact your IRA. Yeah, your IRA. So you're thinking, oh, well, my IRA is fine, man. I'm okay. What are you worried about? Okay. Well, remember, they're trying to get this $3.5 trillion in play. So one of the things the government does is they look at all the different places they can extract money from. What are the different sources of money? Yeah, they run the government the way I run an apartment community. I look at my sources of income and I evaluate those and I manage those things. Well, the government does the same thing. They just do it through taxing. They don't actually do anything for it. They just tax you. Okay, government does do some stuff. I'm going to back away from that. I apologize. That was not nice. But the changes, if they're enacted into law, are going to have a direct negative impact on an IRA account holder's ability to invest in apartment syndications and other private placements through an IRA. And you're going, well, what is that? What do you mean by that? Well, see, that's the problem. When we come back from the break, I'm going to break the problem down. I'm going to talk to you about what they're proposing, and it's going to get ugly from there. Stick around.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, let me just read to you what Congress is doing. The Congressional Democrats have proposed changes to the laws governing individual retirement accounts called IRAs. You might have one. It's all part of this 3.5 or 3.8, depending on where you're looking. It's a big number, $1 trillion reconciliation package. That's where they're calling this thing. If these proposals are enacted into law, it will have a direct negative impact on an IRA account holder's ability to invest in apartment syndications or other private placements through an IRA. Now, some of you are thinking, well, all I invest in is stocks, so why do I care? Well, here's why you should care. Because when they take away your ability to invest in other assets that may give you better returns, you're stuck with the assets that don't provide the better returns. And take a look at the stock market. Take a look at what's going on this week. I mean, we opened the week with kind of, you know, a meltdown. And, you know, all the news reports I've read the entire week have said, well, the Dow has been coming back. The NASDAQ has been coming back. Look, it rallied to try and almost recover the losses, except it didn't recover the losses. So far, it's a net loss for the week. So stop with the nonsense. Stop with the spin. Stop with telling people how they have to do things. Stop getting into the middle of our lives. Man, I'm frustrated. Okay, so let's get into some of the meat. You want to hear some of the meat? Okay, why is this a problem? All right, it would prohibit any holder of an IRA from investing in a private placed equity or debt security or other investments that require the IRA owner to meet certain financial, educational, or licensing requirements. Okay, what does all that mean? Okay, here's the example. This legislation would prohibit an IRA, or, well, I mean, that's the vehicle, but you know what I'm talking about, from holding those unregistered investments that are offered to accredited investors. I happen to be an accredited investor. In other words, I meet the legal test for what an accredited investor is. And many accredited investors invest in apartment communities through private placement syndications. That's how I do the majority of my investing. That's how I intend to continue to do my investing. If you read the original proposal that came from the Ways and Means Committee, as well as all the articles out there, and this is why we've got great people, Lifestyles Unlimited, that are willing to venture into those boring places to get you the information. All of these documents seem to assume that private placements are only available to accredited investors. We have found no reference to sophisticated investors. Those are people that actually meet a certain educational test. They may not have the financial test of being an accredited investor, but because they are knowledgeable, they meet the test for what a sophisticated investor is. But here's the problem. The intent seems to be to take the option of investing in a private placement away from all IRA account holders. So those of you out there that have IRAs that have invested in apartments or some other type of asset through a private placement memorandum or a syndication, you're at risk. You are at risk of never being able to do that again. Here's what else it prohibits you from doing if you have an IRA. You cannot invest in a non-publicly traded entity in which the IRA owner or related entities, including the IRA itself, owns more than a 10% interest. For example, an investor who has invested maybe personal funds and IRA funds in a private investment like an apartment community or other non-publicly traded entity with a combined total of more than 10% of the shares. Or, that's the first one. The second one is you can't invest into any entity in which the IRA owner is an officer or director, regardless of ownership percentage. So, for example, a single member limited liability company or any investment in which an entity in which an individual is a director or officer can no longer be held in an IRA. And some of you are thinking, well, I'm not doing any of that stuff, so it's not a problem, right? Okay, I get that. It's not a problem because you're not doing any of that. But if this goes through, if you get to the point where you want to do that and you want to do it in your IRA, you're going to have to dispose of the IRA. Yeah, I'm just telling you, that's what you're probably going to have to do. As a matter of fact, if the proposed legislation is enacted, here's the big gotcha. You will no longer be able to purchase any of those types of investments I've mentioned in your IRA. Oh, wait, there's another hammer coming down. You ready for the next hammer? You will be required to dispose of any such investments that you currently hold in your IRA by no later than December 31st of 2023. That's right. The clock is ticking. So what does that result in? Oh, man, think about it. It's going to result in significant financial and tax consequences, including taxes and penalties associated with any assets that could not be sold and must be, get this, distributed from the IRA. Yeah. And as soon as I said distribution from the IRA, everybody who owns IRAs, you just kind of went and kind of took a little breath there, because you know what that means. You know that if you have to take a distribution prior to a certain place in life, there might be penalties associated with that distribution. And it might just kind of throw a massive monkey wrench into your retirement planning, because now you're going to deal with something you didn't think you were going to have to deal with. But what happens when all that happens? Well, the government gets money. That's a taxing event. You understand that, right? You understand that they're the ones that make all of these rules. And then they configure these rules based on something that they're trying to accomplish, and maybe some other less important things that they're trying to accomplish. Like, you know, structuring exactly what type of deals you can or cannot invest in, or, you know, whether you're an officer or a director, you know, you can't have that in your IRA. Well, why is that? Why are they taking that away? See, they really haven't explained this well. And that's what the government likes to do. They like to distract you. They like to distract you. Trust me, man, I spent 27 years in the Army. Now, I didn't do psychological operations, but I hung out with people that did. I understand how that stuff works. It's all about look over here, don't look over there. And that's exactly what the government does when it goes into public relations mode. They talk about things that they want you to look at while passing things like IRA changes that they don't want you to know about. And I think Nancy Pelosi probably summed up the whole strategy of Congress many years ago when they were trying to pass Obamacare. Remember? It was like, what, thousands and thousands of pages? And it was being forced on the American public. And a lot of people were going, hey, man, we don't even know what's in this thing. And what did Nancy say? Well, we have to pass it before we can start to understand it. Now, I'm paraphrasing. I'm totally paraphrasing. But, you know, really? Really? You're going to put something, you're going to make it a law, and then you're going to study and figure out what the heck you just passed? That is ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous. We come back from the break. I got some more bad news for you. Stick around.
The other thing, I think people hear landlord or property owner and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate. And that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single family houses and apartments too. We'll show you how. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so what I'm going to do this segment, I'm going to hit you with all the stuff that is probably going to shock you about what is being proposed in this legislation. First of all, it introduces retirement plan limitations to large account holders, that might be you, and will force a taxable distribution. You heard me correctly. Force a taxable distribution. The limit would be an account balance of, say, $10 million per person. In any year, when the taxable income exceeds $400,000 for a single filer, $425,000 for a head of household, and $450,000 for a joint return. Yeah, that's what they're saying. Now, they've got other rules and stuff. I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty of this stuff, but I do need to tell you these things. So, for those that currently exceed this limitation, new withdrawal rules require 50% of the excess amount, the amount over $10 million, to be taken out as a distribution. So, obviously, that's going to create a large, unplanned, taxable event. Yeah, even if you're one of those guys out there that's been doing well in the stock market, you got like $10 million in your IRA because you've been investing correctly or doing whatever you're doing. Yeah, the government's saying, okay, well, you know, you apparently have too much money. You're probably too rich, so we have to tax you. Here's the other thing they want to do. Those who have balances in excess of $20 million must start taking the excess from their Roth accounts first, if you happen to have $20 million in your Roth account. Here's the coffin nail. This is it. Prohibits deferrals to Roth 401k plans, so you can't even defer any of that money over there. It's also going to disallow your Roth conversions if a taxpayer's income exceeds $400,000 for a single filer, $450,000 for head household, $450,000 for joint filer. And interestingly, this proposal would not be effective for 10 years. The actual effective date is out at the end of 2031. Makes you wonder why they're giving you 10 years. The legislation also will prohibit all employee after-tax contributions in qualified plans and prohibit after-tax IRS contributions from being converted to Roth accounts, regardless of income level. And it expands the statute of limitations for IRA noncompliance related to valuation, representing misreporting and prohibited transactions from 3 to 6 years to help the IRS pursue these violations that may have originated outside the current statute's 3-year window. So they're basically saying, hey, if you cheated, we get an extra 3 years to go back and see if you cheated. Yeah, because, well, you know, that's kind of what the IRS does. Man, there are some things I think you need to tell your legislature. I mean, these are things I think you need to frame into your conversation. And again, I'm going to implore you to reach out to your member of Congress and to your senator and let them know that this is wrong. This is absolutely wrong. And that you oppose these limitations on IRA investment choices included in sections 138.312 and 138.314 of the House Reconciliation Bill. Whether you own one or not, you need to do this because you're going to help somebody else. So you're going to help somebody else avoid damage after years and years and years of doing what they were told to do, only to find out that the government's going to pull the rug out from underneath their feet. That's really the way I feel about this thing. I think the legislation is going to have unintended and adverse impacts on everybody. And possibly even on me. Now, I don't even own these IRAs, but it could have an impact on me because what if I become a lead investor and there are people in Lifestyles Unlimited that want to invest through their IRAs, and even though I don't think that's the right way to do it, it's still a viable way to do it. And now I have to look at those people like, I don't know, man, this may create a problem for me and you. So I don't know, maybe that eliminates people from my deals. I don't want to eliminate people from my deals because of something the government did. You know, here's the other thing. Americans are trying to generate enough income to prevent being a burden on their families and relying on the government in their old age. Yeah. And here you are messing around with today's numbers that will affect the future numbers in a way that we didn't plan for 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago, whenever you got started with this stuff. As a matter of fact, I firmly believe this legislation will negatively impact available jobs and the supply of workforce housing. Yeah, here's why. Small real estate syndicators, like Lifestyles Unlimited members, we create thousands of jobs and hundreds of thousands of units of affordable workforce housing across the nation. Do not let that get lost on anybody. Many of these businesses are funded through private placements. I mean, that's how we syndicate our deals. And some of these private placements are funded through an investor's IRA. So at a time when we're looking at a housing crisis, as well as many displaced Americans who are looking for a new career and easy entry, both of which are provided by real estate investors using their IRA funds to invest in these small businesses. Yeah, they're messing up stuff they shouldn't be messing up. Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to slow down a little bit. But I've got some more things. I got like five things I got to tell you about this legislation that you need to hear. Lifestyles Unlimited, we firmly believe this legislation will limit the choice of investments within IRAs and the ability to diversify retirement savings outside of the stock market. Basically, you're telling people the stock market's the only way to go, and that's not right. Many Americans have planned for their retirement based on the current rules, and now Congress is like I said, they're pulling the rug out from underneath them. The legislation is going to force IRA account holders to sell existing investments by a publicized date. It's going to cause them to incur the costs of selling those shares and determining the value of these shares invested inside that private illiquid asset. Yeah, because you're not allowed to mess around with that. But now, all of a sudden, you're messing around with that. That's going to create distribution and tax implications. The legislation is also going to burden IRA account holders with significant negative tax consequences, including, and I just mentioned, and I'll just say it again, because I think you need to understand this, including early distribution penalties by forcing a distribution from the IRA for illiquid investments they're unable to sell by the deadline. Yeah, because the thing is, when you own an apartment community and you're a partner in that apartment community, you can't just like decide like it's stock and go, I'm just going to throw it in the market and see if somebody buys it. No, that's not the way it works. It's not the way it works at all. Here's another thing the legislation is going to do. It's going to negatively affect the ability of small businesses like small real estate syndications to obtain the funding necessary to operate and grow their businesses by eliminating the ability of suitable investors to participate in private capital raising transactions through their IRAs, a source of funding on which many of these small businesses rely. Yeah, trust me, there are a lot of people that invest into real estate that are not Lifestyles Unlimited members that are using their IRAs, and they're in for a world of hurt if this gets through. And I think the last thing the legislation is going to do, it's going to impact small investors with a greater detrimental impact than on the handful of the targeted uber rich that y'all keep talking about by using this game plan. This is a bad game plan. I don't think it's well thought out. It's targeting the wrong people. It's targeting the middle class. Now, it sounds like in the legislature, well, you know, if you don't have $10 million in your IRA, you're going to be okay. Well, what if you get to $10 million in your IRA? Why should you be punished for getting to $10 million in your IRA? Why should you be punished because you made a permissible investment in your IRA and now all of a sudden the government decides, well, that permissible investment is no longer applicable. And therefore, now you have to dispose of that investment. And that may not be easy to do. That may not be easy to do. And it may cause you damage in your retirement account. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, I don't think you should be investing with those retirement accounts. I really don't. I absolutely believe everything that Del Walmsley has taught me in that area. I don't have any of those things. I don't want any of those things. I want to be in complete control of my investing. Oh, and by the way, by investing in real estate, not only do I make money in the form of cash flow, which you're not getting in your IRA, I also make money in the form of all the equities that real estate is able to create. And the beautiful thing is this, when I do it all correctly, and I am doing it correctly, my tax liability is like close to zero. Yeah, now I'm not trying to give the government any ideas for who to target next, but I think you need to write your congressman. And after you write your congressman, write your senator. And after you write your senator and tell them this is a bad idea, go to Lifestyles Unlimited Workshop, sign up for one of our workshops. Let's get you on the team and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll be right back.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.